You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. From the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Welcome back to the Justin Wayne Show. This is me, Justin Wayne. Thank you very much for tuning in. If it's your first time, if you were at the Go-Go Festival this weekend, you're ready to hear this fabulous show, welcome to you. And we're very excited to present 18 interviews from different artists at the Go-Go Festival this past weekend. We were set up right backstage out there in Kent at the Headcorn Aerodrome. And we were interviewing and seeing what we could see. And it was just an amazing, amazing festival. Such a great vibe, even for a guy going to an all-girls festival. I had a blast, and it was really an interesting festival. I brought two sterling people along with me, DJ Moomin of the Moomin Metal Show, which is on Thursdays, and Remedy, who was our new, she was an intern. I think she's sort of like directly promoted to producer. She did a fantastic job this weekend of wrangling our interviewers, and you're going to hear all three of us on the interviews that I'm going to present to you, as well as music from the artists that were there. Artists such as Red and Pink, Christina Novelli, Sandra of a new TV show coming out. It's called The Candy Bar Girls. We also spoke with Becky, who is the head of productions, the sort of boss of Go-Go Festival, which you'll hear this week. Also, Alexi in the Treetops, Jui, Zemi, Grey Matter, and we spoke to Miri again. And those are the interviews you're going to hear this week. Next week, we're going to hear from Christina Cornell, Kaz Cornell, the Susie Clark Collective, the three comedians we interviewed who were at the Go-Go Festival, Zoe Lyons, Jen Brister, and Susie Ruffle, as well as three fantastic, huge, big profile ones next, high profile interviews next week that we did at the Go-Go Festival. Heather Peace, Jill Jackson, and a band called Never the Bride. I'm sure you've heard some of those names before, and they're just, if they're not huge, they're really up and coming, fantastic independent female musicians, and I can't say enough about how fun it was and how good they were to us and how good they were on stage. So you're in for a treat this evening and next Wednesday, all about the Go-Go Festival. Let's start off. You're going to hear us go in sequential order as the weekend went on, obviously starting with Saturday and then into Sunday. Which was when all the bands were playing. The night before, we weren't there, but Moomin had stayed overnight. We met up with her on Saturday and just had a blast. You can hear our first update as we arrived on Saturday, and then we're going to launch in to the interviews with the interview with Red and Pink live, well, sort of recorded live at the Go-Go Festival 2011.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Peace of mind you've given me. given me.
It is Justin Wayne and
Aiden Moomian.
And I finally joined her with all the gear here at the Go-Go Festival.
At last.
Yay.
Hey, Justin. Thank you for eventually turning up.
Yeah, you know how I go. You know how it works.
I do indeed. Aww. I turned up here yesterday and it was a really, really interesting day. It was very, very cold, wet, damp and torrential. Yeah, everyone here seems to be really everyone here is really friendly and seems to be having a great time regardless.
Awesome. Well, that's the thing about festivals, though, I think, is that it's just get on with it, don't you?
Exactly. This is, oddly enough, as someone who loves rock and metal, I rarely venture into the festival world, mainly because I get a bit divery about the state of the loos. Hey,
how
some
are
things
they?
Are important. Here,
are
they're not
here?
Too bad.
That's good.
I brought my own loo roll, though.
All right.
As and sanitizer.
As you do, I think.
It's essential.
Remedy did as well.
Yeah.
We will be introducing our intern. We've got Remedy with us. She's
yep.
going to be she's been unpacking things and fetching things. And
well, Justin is being very sweet in calling her an intern. She is, in fact, one of the new minions we have at the top secret headquarters of Recharged Radio.
That's right.
We actually did bring some of the crocodiles from the Crocodile Moat with us just so they could have fun snapping at ankle festival goers' ankles and just get a bit of exercise and stuff.
Yeah, well, you have to let them out once in a while, don't we?
It'd be cruel not to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we've missed a couple since. Well, I've missed a couple since I haven't been here yet. We missed Pinkhurst Hooker, the Locals, Joan of Arc, Neon Choir, Boy, and Midas Fall. On right now, behind us is Red and Pink. And if you were here at the festival, we've got Christina Novelli. I am Harlequin, who we interviewed yep. a couple weeks ago. Black Vinyl Stilettos, Heads and Hearts, Terry Polson, and Betty.
Indeed. It has been a pretty good lineup. I actually heard Pinkhurst earlier because I'm a rock and metal head, as you know, and they are punk. They are really good fun. And I was chatting to them earlier in the VIP lounge.
Brilliant.
That makes it sound so swanky. It was just, it's a big tent with a bar in the corner. But we were chatting together in the big tent with the bar in the corner. And if we can find them again, their tent blew down. It's been so bad here. All their gear in it. They were going to be staying until tomorrow, but they might be. I think they're going to drive back to their hometown of Blackpool later on today because all their gear got soggied.
Oh well, hopefully not. Maybe they'll find a way to stay. There's a nice little hotel down the road as well.
Well, they thought they might as well go home. Oh. Something about the law of their own bed.
Yeah. Well, we'll try and get them on.
They don't sleep in one huge big bed together. That's just impractical.
Oh, is it?
Well, if you think four band members and the average size of a king size, yeah, it's not that practical. Okay. Not even topping and tailing.
Fair enough. Well, we hope that their gear dries out, and we'll get them on. Hopefully, get them on a microphone before they head out.
Exactly. I spoke to them earlier, and they were really interested about coming on and saying hello to you guys and in listener land, and hello to us again as well. Talk a bit about what they've been doing.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to be updating you about every hour, every half hour or so, as much as we can get back in here, and we're going to go start interviewing some people and doing some. We need to watch some things, don't we?
We do. I mean, I watched Pinkhurst; they were good. Joan of Arc, again, quite rocking. Boy received a lot of good reviews. I was chatting to some people, and they really enjoyed them, listening to them. Really good fun.
Yeah, I heard some of their music before we came, and their stuff is really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, should we get our backsides and gear and go and start talking to people?
Let's do it. We just heard Midas Fall on stage. We're going to play some Midas Fall for you right now. Once again, it's Recharge Radio at GoGo Festival. It's gogofestival.com. And if you're here at GoGo Festival and listening to the show...
Why are you listening to the show instead of listening to the what's on stage?
But you can
bad, naughty people.
You can
live music.
That's right.
It needs to be driven, not controlled.
You can follow us and what we're doing at the GoGo Festival. It's hashtag GoGoFest11.
It is indeed.
And then you got one as well, don't you?
Yes, it's a GoGo... It's just GoGo Moomin.
Yeah.
Cool. Which is mainly me going, it's raining! Oh, it stopped raining. No, it's raining again. Give me a hotel.
Oh, bless.
The hardship, the diva moments, I tell you.
Oh.
I am also, in related news, up for an Oscar for my diva-related antics.
Oh, very nice one.
Exactly, it's astounding.
I think that they seem to have vacated. We took over a tent, bless them, and they seem to have...
Vanished.
Oh, no. Well,
we don't
anyway,
mind.
we're gonna do some videoing, or we're gonna do some interviewing, and we'll talk to you guys in a little while. Once again, it's Moomin and what? I was gonna say it's Moomin and Justin.
Yeah, Moomin and Justin.
Live from the GoGo Festival here in Headcorn.
Yeah.
At the Headcorn Aerodrome.
There have been planes taking off all morning, and I think wing walking is available.
Yeah.
Should we go
wing
walking?
I'm too tall.
You're too tall.
I looked it up. Dude, I was excited about this. I was very excited.
Do you have a height limit?
If you're bigger than 5'10".
Sugar lumps.
You're not bigger than... Are you taller than 5'10"?
I'm 5'10" and a smidge.
Oh, well, you'll squeak in.
I hope so.
I'm sure if you turn up with the cash, I'll be like, yeah, go on.
Let's see if they can get away with this. Let's see if I slouch enough.
Well, stick here for your GoGo Festival updates. We'll talk to you in a little bit once again.
Maybe I'll hear each of the skies. Let's find out.
It's Recharge Radio. Once again, Midas Fall right now on Recharge Radio.
Side by side. so shakes. I held your life. It's who I used to be. Lay down at
1st Recharge Radio. We are here live at the Go-Go Festival and just fresh off the stage. Very excited to have Red and Pink with us. How are you guys doing?
What's up, baby? What's up, very excited to be here, not me. It's great.
You should be.
Edmonton. Of course.
Oh. Yeah. So what was it like? The big stage.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It was raining and we still had loads of people there getting soaked to watch us, which we really appreciate. And then the sun come out. We just love it. We love performing and we love it when people appreciate our music too, so.
There's a wicked energy, good vibe, good crowd.
I mean, I actually called for some of your show because I was out and about mingling with the crowds and chatting to people.
Yeah.
And getting a really good reaction from the crowd in spite of the weather.
Yeah.
That must be a bit for a performer. Does that really impact on you when your performance? Do you feed off the crowd's energy?
Absolutely.
I got so hyper when I was watching them. I just like started taking clothes off.
We always give everything we got in our performances, and I think people like that energy. Like we really enjoy ourselves on stage, so it encourages people to let go. They think, oh, if they're dancing around like lunatics and they don't care, maybe I can let go and be loose as well. So we encourage that as much as possible.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So do you have a loyal fan base that travels everywhere to see you?
We do. We've got an amazing. Our fans are amazing.
Yeah.
It's growing and growing, but the originals. I mean, they do. They follow us around and they're really supportive.
One of our fans actually. Our t-shirt line
excellent.
Are you a bad man?
Yeah.
Charlotte Baker, her name is. A young girl, 15 years old, she designed.
She's amazing.
So, like,
so talented.
Real loyal fans. It's just really beautiful.
And we love them as well. We love connecting with them and talking to them. Like Twitter and all that makes it so tactile.
You're easily accessible to your fans
exactly.
and to new people as well.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's
great.
When you guys have got some social media stuff coming up and videos, and tell us a little bit about what you guys are up to.
We've got two music videos about to come out. We're making them right now. One of them is in association with Broccoli Events, which is a massive media company, and it's getting sponsored, and it's a real, I don't want to say too much about it because it's meant to be a secret project, so just there's a video there coming out, and there's another one
that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And there's another one we're doing with a dance troupe called Framus, and it's called Black and White.
Black and white with pink and red.
Yeah, that's right. Red and pink. Red and pink doing black.
I love
and
it.
White.
People get confused when we go off stage. They're like, black and pink, red and white. What's your name again?
Which one was which?
Red and pink.
Yeah. So, well, basically, we're just making a bigger impact as we can on the net and giving our fans and new people as much content as we possibly can that is entertaining and innovative and exciting and working with amazing people to make it happen.
Yeah.
Because we just see that that's the way forward, you know, having an amazing web presence. Yeah. And you know, like really exciting things that people want to tune into, and like with our video diaries, we're getting better and better at it as well. You know, we started off, it's quite funny, you can watch them back, they're a bit dodgy, they start off, and then they get better, like as we get more confident, and
yeah,
we're loving it, we're loving the journey, it's wicked.
Yeah, people like that, people like to see the journey as well.
Absolutely, that's exactly it. We just want to document it all the way.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Right on. So what's up next besides the video?
We've got Glastonbury next week.
Oh wow!
We're performing with a wonderful artist called Miss Baby Soul at the Pussy Parlor.
What?
Yeah, baby. So we'll be there.
Gotta check her out. She's amazing.
With all our Absolutely team, amazing. All our producers are going, because we work with two of the they're very very big on the underground producers, Mr. Sounds and Nutty P, and they do like dubstep remixes of our tunes under the name of Stinkerbell, and that's been played on Radio 1 and stuff like that. So we're proper going the London underground scene at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're doing a Holland Pink Festival on the 3rd of September, which has like 60,000 people following, and they found us on the net and they just went, hi, can you come and play at our festival please? So we're like, yeah.
So that's a really good opportunity for you to branch out to Europe.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
Apart from just going to do the festival in Holland, is that opening up other doors for you yet? Or is that something you're going to build on and maybe tour around sort of like Holland, Germany?
Berlin, I think we're performing in Berlin in the first week, or I can't remember. It just got offered to us. I haven't even spoken to Emma about it. It's a festival in Berlin on the first week of August or third week. I can't remember. Awesome. Don't quote me on that. We will be tweeting about it.
Absolutely. We love London, you know, we're Londoners, and it's great, but it's a hard climate, and I think a lot of Europe is they've got a lot more live music going on in a lot of ways, and it's a great market to tap into, so we just want to go and play our music, man. Anywhere that will have us, we'll be there. Yeah. You know what I mean? We'll rock the stage. So, yeah.
Very cool. Well, thanks for sitting down with us, you guys.
A pleasure.
You guys are here the rest of the weekend, then?
We're just here for tonight.
Okay, that's all right.
We want to party a little bit now.
Yeah, man.
Go and roll in the mud with our fans.
Do it. You guys look fantastic as well.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Red and pink flavour.
Is that all right that I say that?
Of course it is.
All right.
We are so not anti-men, know what I mean?
That's good.
Not anti-anything. Love people. All people.
People are good.
All people are brilliant.
Music lovers welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
You both look lovely too.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous.
And it's facebook.com/
redinpink. Red and pink.
And then
it's like slang.
It's red and pink music. Yep. Red and pink music.
All the Facebook stuff, the YouTube stuff where all the videos are is Red and Pink 100, right?
That's right.
Yes,
yeah.
Also, we've got a tour. We're doing a tour. I think the second week of September we're co-headlining a tour with Voodoo Hussy, so that's coming.
Oh, with Shabby.
We're doing that.
Shabby Dabby.
We know them.
They are Recharge Radio
awesome,
favourites.
Awesome, man. Yeah.
Awesome.
We're doing love them. I think it's a week tour.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
Although we're really different, we go well together, actually. Yeah.
It's that energy. You've got the same sort of that energy.
Yeah.
Full that drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. Done a couple of gigs together. They've been wicked. So much fun.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be dangerously fun.
It's
going to
be
dangerous.
All police leave has been cancelled.
We're doing it in a double decker bus.
Oh.
Well, hey, thanks for sitting down with us, Red and Pink.
Oh,
thank you, darling.
Thank you for having us. Have a great day.
Pleasure. You as well.
We just want to plug Christina Novelli. We think she's brilliant. So Red and Pink are backing that girl all the way.
Hey. Good to see you. It's all about the music.
Yeah, she's on there now.
She's on right now.
That's her.
Can we hear her?
You can hear her.
Yeah.
Right now. Once again, we are Recharge Radio, live from the Go-Go Festival with Red and Pink.
Once again, Recharge Radio, this is Justin Wayne, just popping in here to let you know that it wasn't actually a Red and Pink tune. We will be getting some from them, and in fact, we'll probably play them next week on the show, because their music is really cool, sort of like that intense hip-hop rock that they've got going on nowadays. But that was a band we didn't get to interview, called Boy, from their album Eyes Wide, that was To The Sea.
This is Recharged Radio.
Well, for our 6 o'clock update here, Recharged Radio, live at the Go-Go Festival,
it's me, Moomin, and the very lovely Justin Wayne.
Oh, you're going to introduce me now? Is that
Why
how
not? Well, you introduced me last time. It seems only fair.
Well, we have a very special guest, fresh off the stage, and yeah, with her beautiful hat on. It's nice.
Hello.
It's Christina Novelli. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
That was brilliant, by the way.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Much. Thank you.
We heard you from in here. It was good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I had fun, it was good. The crowd were nice.
Yeah.
The sun held out as well, it was nice.
Yeah. Good stuff. Tell us a little bit about how did you get involved with Go-Go Festival? How'd they get you out here?
Well, last year, they did Let's Go Camping.
Right.
Great name. I think it's a really good name, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, and they asked me to play last year, and I played, and then they asked me back this year.
Excellent.
So I'm here again.
Building on a good reputation then.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Brilliant. They loved you out there though. It was great.
Yeah, it was good. They were great though. Do you know what I mean? You can't, like, even though it was raining, they've all got like really good spirits. Everyone was jumping up and down and to all the other bands and things like that. And luckily for me, like, the sun actually did come out for my set, which I'm very, very lucky to have.
I think you're unique because I think you're the only person that it hasn't rained on whilst they
played.
Yeah,
it didn't rain for my set. Can you believe that?
I think you are unique in the festival so far this year.
Okay.
You got lucky.
No, I did. I did. I said my prayers last night, that's why. Before I went to bed.
As you should.
As you should.
So you've got some things coming up. You're in the studio now. How's who are you recording with? Or
a lovely guy called Joe.
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
Things blowing around.
Titty Bingo.
Yeah.
Hey. What's this? A sticker?
You can have one.
Can I have
like.
It? Yeah, yeah. I will.
They have a great band from
Rock and Roll.
US.
I like that.
It's one of our
Recharge
What's
radio
it to do
play?
With? Yeah. Oh, really? Excellent. Yeah. It's really cool. I'm in the studio over in Swindon at the moment.
Okay.
And we're just recording as much as we possibly can and stuff for record labels, and we've got deadlines and stuff to do with.
So the record labels are sniffing around wanting a slice of Novelli.
Yes.
All right.
Which is good.
Very nice. What kind of are you doing? You said you mentioned you were doing some showcases and things as well.
Yeah, I mean, also I'm doing the studios, but I've also got gigs, I think Friday at 100% Babe.
All right.
At the Den.
Cool.
In Tottenham Court Road.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then after that, I think about the Bullen Gate.
Yeah.
And then Elfest, and then Brighton Ballrooms on the 7th of July. But at the moment, literally, we're just confirming. I can't say certain dates because they're not completely confirmed.
It's
a nightmare. But the ones that I can remember from my top of my head are those ones.
We'll make sure we exchange contact details and we can put them up. We're going to going to circle around and do a big thing on Wednesday as well. We'll put all this back together. So
we can give upcoming details then. So apart from showcasing your talents to record labels who are sniffing around you, what else, and recording lots, what else have you got going on?
Not much really. Like I work in Camden Town.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not obviously music, but that's a lot of time. That takes up all my time. I'm pretty much every day in the studio.
Yeah.
And then in the evenings I'm gigging and stuff, so like I just write all the time. And
how are you managing to keep in contact with your fans then?
Twitter. Hey.
Of course.
Hey. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I'm on Twitter a lot and I'm constantly on Facebook and stuff. And
yeah.
So my Twitter's Miss C. Novelli. So follow me on Twitter.
Two L's.
Yes, two L's. Novella.
I'm a bad speller. I just assume everyone else.
Yeah, it's double L.
So what sort of things do you give on Twitter? Is it just general updates about what you're doing?
I can wake up at like 4 a.m. and be like, wow, or something, and I'll just tweet it. Or like I constantly keep like Twitter updated all the time and stuff, so it could be anything, music, non-musical, like,
yeah. So you're really accessible to people.
I'm a nightmare. I'm probably really annoying, actually.
I think that's a really great thing that's happening in music these days, is that the musicians are accessible. You can just speak to them whenever you want to.
Yeah, yeah. Say what you like, which is good.
And I suppose some of them probably aren't actually doing their Twitter like Gary Busey.
I have a BlackBerry, so mine's on my phone. So it's like sending a text.
Yeah.
Every time you want to update your Twitter, it's just like, and then send and it goes.
Yeah.
Easy. Very cool. Well, we're excited about you.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Very good luck to with the labels and the recording
thank
and
you.
Stuff like that. And,
thank you very much.
We'll make sure we keep in touch with you.
All right, thank you.
So when you go huge, we'll be like, yeah, at the Go-Go Festival.
And I'll come back. Maybe I can do like a little live set or something.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sounds good.
That'd be great.
Sounds brilliant.
I'd love to do that. So.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Christina.
All right, thank
we'll
you
let
very
you go
much.
And have a beer and put your feet up after your set.
I'm going home now and sleep. I'm set yet. Okay, right, lovely, guys. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Look after yourself.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
And once again, it is twitter.com/MissCinavelli. And this is Justin.
And Moomin.
And
Remedy.
That's right.
At Recharge Radio.
The superstar intern.
Oh, sorry. Or Minion.
Or Minion.
More like Minion.
More like Minion.
Slave.
It's rechargeradio.com at the Go-Go Festival.
Yay!
Sit here on fire on the shelf. Never look back, never tell anybody. That house in there for look the same. So beautiful, engulfed in flames. Mm-hmm.
Cover in the background, we're at Go-Go Festival.
Yep, it's me, Moomin again, and the lovely Justin.
Oh, is my breath that good then right now?
I can't smell anything over the Bergwin chips I've just eaten.
We've just both eaten. And we are joined with a fabulous band in our makeshift studio today. It is Terry Poison. Hello, guys.
Hello, everybody.
So I'll try and introduce you. We have Anna over here on our right.
This is me.
And Louisa.
Hi.
And Bruno.
Woo!
And Daisy.
Hello.
And Daisy's just joined the band.
Yeah, it's my first gig.
First gig. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Can't wait to play.
Was the rehearsal process okay getting you?
It was very short.
Okay.
Me and Bruno worked extensively together, but we had a great time, and I literally can't wait to play. I'm really excited.
This crowd and this venue is really
That's
cool.
How we like to do it. Yeah. We're like jumping into situations. I've been the star of the band, basically.
Cool.
Like, Anna, how long were you in the band before we threw you on stage and we did a tour in France?
Maybe like 46 hours.
Amazing. That's the best way to learn people how to do things in life, you know?
Absolutely.
I really believe that. We did the deep end.
Yeah.
And she actually said that, I'm like, I played guitar for 6 years and it worked. You're a lousy trick. So now she's great.
Very, very cool.
But I'm very excited to play with Daisy today.
Yeah.
This is actually,
can't wait,
the most exciting thing that happened to me today.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, me also.
I had to share it.
I gotta say so too.
Yeah. Good. Well, you guys you guys are from Israel. So
Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Very cool. How did you get the name Terry Poison? We're very curious.
You want to do that?
No, but Terry I cannot talk about the girls.
No, you can go. Okay. Terry Poison is like our kind of alter ego that when we were young, we wanted to be in the band. We wanted to be like have the rock and roll life that we've seen on TV. But actually, we're from really nice families, you know, like good educations, blah, blah, blah. So we had to make up this character called Terry Poison that she's doing all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Now what happened after we done that and we started the band, our life became more extreme than Terry Poison herself. So Terry Poison left the band.
Oh.
So there's no more Terry Poison in the band. There never was really. Anyways, we're still looking for her, but
we use her for the name.
Ah, so all these going all over the world is just to find Terry Poison.
Yeah, it's a quest. It's interesting.
Yeah, actually, that's a good quest. Hey, we should make.
No, we don't need her anymore.
Hey, she's gonna be so offended if she heard that. But anyway, she hasn't been around for like years.
You haven't found her on Facebook then.
Yeah, we'll drop it.
She doesn't have Facebook. Maybe Terry Poison has Facebook actually, but it's us running it.
Well, it should be said that you guys haven't played yet. The last couple of interviews we've done today, they've just come off stage, so you guys are just about to go on. What do you have in store for us on stage? What kind of things are you going to...
Crazy dancing.
Crazy dancing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And the crazy sounds.
Even better.
Yeah. Awesome. Coming from Anna, who plays... You want to tell her what you play on?
Yeah, I'm actually playing on a spaceship. It's a hybrid guitar, which combines acoustic and analogic synthesizer combined in one magical guitar.
Very cool.
That does sound technical. My geek nerds tingling. I know. I'm a geek.
I have them as well. I think they're tingling myself.
You stop tingling yourself in front of the pink window in your face.
Well, you guys are on the web and stuff. You're at terrypoison.com, and you've got a cool video competition going right now. Tell us about the video competition you guys have going on.
Yeah, we have a song that we made. It's called Girl on the Run. Like, and we just figured that, I mean, me and Anna personally are basically running every morning because now we live in Berlin. We wake up at 8, 9 o'clock, we're like in the running field, running half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, we're still actually nice girls from nice families, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Have to do the exercise.
And we were like, what the fuck are we running from, Anna? What are we running from? Are we running from Nazis? No, there are no Nazis anymore in Berlin, like, you know.
Are we running away from the zombies?
Yeah, are we running away from the zombies?
So it's a good thing they move so slowly.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then we said, like, we need to make a competition. It would be so cool if people would film themselves running away from whatever. And so we did that. We filmed, we have this really cool filter on the iPhone, the 8mm filter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything looks good, it doesn't matter what you look good through an 8mm filter. And then we just filmed ourselves in all this funny, like, everywhere we've been, like Rome, Paris, you know, we just filmed ourselves running away from whatever. So we want everybody to do that. Send us a film to terrypoison.com/girlontherun. You can also be a guy running away, it doesn't matter, it's just...
Yeah. As long as you're running away.
Yeah. As long as you're running away from something.
Should we enter?
We should.
I've got my running shoes back home and we live near each other. We should meet up and we should go for one.
Let's do it.
Awesome.
So but it's for a song called Girl on the Run.
Yeah, exactly.
Yay.
So the best runaways will get to the video clip, which were, you know, will be the video clip for Girl on the Run song, which will be heavily promoted.
Very cool.
There's prizes involved.
Excellent. And being in a rock and roll video, which is a very cool thing.
Yes.
And also we're a bit afraid that all of a sudden people are gonna send us like really scary stuff, like like really like crime scenes, like really running away from something.
We don't want that.
No,
don't
we don't
send
want
it.
That, like, we don't want to get involved in something.
Do not run away from crime scenes. Make it a fake crime scene.
No blood, okay? I really don't like that.
Okay. Fair enough.
No blood. Bang goes my idea. Okay.
Well, we'll have to think of something else.
Gosh.
Well, really excited to see you guys on stage today.
Yep.
Can't wait
to hear you.
Thanks very much for taking some time out with us at Recharge Radio.
Thank you for inviting us.
And it is, once again, it is terrypoison.com. And if anyone listening is at the Go-Go Festival now, you guys are on quite soon.
At 7:30.
There we go. Anything else you guys need to tell our audience?
That we love the Go-Go Festival.
Yeah.
We are doing actually all the prides this year around Europe.
Oh, excellent.
We're doing Berlin next week. We're doing Paris, Ladyfest. We're doing Hamburg, actually.
like a festival, a fashion festival.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of parties.
But I wanted to tell that we are very much enjoying being in the great country of Britain.
She's Russian, actually.
Okay. Very cool. Well, thanks very much, you guys. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It.
Thank you.
Have a great show. Yeah.
Thanks
and
much.
Enjoy
thank
the festival.
We Crazy dancing across the nation.
Hell yes.
They had me standing in line. They had me waiting long, long hours. And no one told me the time. Blinded, I cannot find myself into the mist of the night. Miss you, why not you ring me up now? Starting a fight, it's alright. You're not gonna get anywhere.
Championship team like with us, Justin.
Yay.
We do.
Yay.
Yay.
That's right.
This is the headlining act.
They are
the Go-Go
indeed.
Festival. Very exciting.
international headlining act, I'll have you know. So that's thank you very much indeed.
There you go. Very, very happy to be here. But most important, we're happy to be on Recharge Radio.
Suck it up already.
We're the band Betty.
We can cut that bit and use it as a jingle link type thing.
We'll sue you. We're from New York.
That's what we do. We're very legit.
We won't tell them.
Yeah, is your lawyer here with you?
Yes, of course.
So it is Betty.
That's right.
Thanks very much for coming on. And it's Amy, Allison, and Elizabeth.
That's right.
Right on.
For some reason, I'm having problems with that, and I've written it down.
Well, it's written in our CD. Information.
There you go.
Now it's written on the inside. Yeah, there you go.
And we love playing in England. We haven't been over here for a year, so it's thrilling for us to be back here again playing, especially at such a fantastic festival with so many acts and so many unbelievably well-dressed people.
The groovy thing about England
is that
you don't care about categorization of music here. You never have. And we love that about England.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in a special bin or category. You just like music, and that's okay by us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you seeing that progress at all in the state? I mean, I've been here for 4 years now. It's still stuck.
No, it's the same. It's the same.
Well, it's stuck. You know, I mean, there's like two people that own all of the radio stations in America, and they're Clear Channel, and there's another one that I've forgotten what it is.
Basically, America blows. We're for England.
I disagree. I like America.
America's cool. I mean, there's some stations, very few stations, that don't have playlists now, but the internet is changing all that,
as you know.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of great internet stations in America too. You know, you just have to find them.
Yeah. And frankly, I'm hearing a lot of music on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, that's where
social
I'm getting all my
networking is the new big thing.
Yeah. That's where all the kids are listening to stuff on YouTube
all the
now.
Kids. Yeah.
Damn
right.
Those kids.
And you can dance to it.
We're good friends with Justin Bieber, and he really showed us how to do it. So we're psyched about that, you know. Yeah. Shout out to Justin.
Hey,
he listens to you guys too.
Beauty.
Wow.
Rest those vocal cords, boy. Rest those vocal cords.
Well, you guys have been an independent band for 20 years now, and you guys have been telling us before the interview, one of the ways you're doing that is with some of the sync stuff and getting your music placed in different places and stuff like that.
We've been very, very lucky. Yeah. From the very beginning, a lot of people in television and in films have really liked our music and have, you know, put us in certain things. A lot of people here know us because of The L Word.
Okay.
That was a show
very
that was
famous
really...
show. It actually received a lot of good reviews. It's on Living TV. Other TV channels are available.
But we also get your music out there by sleeping with people, and that's something that, you know.
Speak
yeah,
that's for yourself, what we do.
I am
Amy.
Speaking for myself.
So is there a member of the band who you nominate to do most of the sleeping with?
Me. Always Amy, yeah. They always throw
that's dedication.
Dedication is a hard work, but someone has to do it.
And we've been on Weeds, and we've had stuff in film before.
Yeah.
And
as a matter of fact, as we were flying to the UK 2 days ago, there's a brand new show on NBC, which is a big station over there. Yeah. No, you haven't told them yet. Oh. I'm telling them this.
Okay, neat.
A new show called Love Bites.
Ah.
And by the time we landed, it played before while we were flying. So by the time we landed, all of a sudden, we got all these Facebook people and everybody saying, "Oh my gosh!" And we haven't seen
Tweeters,
it yet.
Yeah.
Oh
Tweeters.
No!
We have no idea what they're talking about, but it's exciting that.
Well,
you know,
we filmed
music.
It, so we sort of remember it.
I saw
it a while ago.
So you actually in it as well as being on the soundtrack.
We're playing Digiteller. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So apart from like L Word, Weeds, and Love Bites, sounds kind of vampire-y, doesn't it?
It does.
We've got a lot of
vampires in it.
No.
Love Bites means, I think it basically means that love blows.
Yeah.
Love sucks. Love bites. Or you can look at it as little bits of stories.
I think that's
bites.
What it is.
But the interesting thing is that we started off doing a kids show. That's where we moved to New York doing a kids television show, and it was pretty subversive.
Which one was that?
It's called Encyclopedia.
Ah.
And
sounds educational. I approve.
It was.
Very
but it was also twisted.
It was really twisted.
Which is why we're on it. Educational and twisted. Yeah, a lot of people grew up.
So we got them hooked when they're young, and then they grow up. Yeah.
Sounds a bit like the Teletubbies over here.
It is.
Yeah,
a lot like Teletubbies. If Teletubbies were to have a band, that would be us.
I'm the pink one.
Well, you've got an album out. You've given it to us. We're going to be playing it on Recharge Radio constantly.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's called Bright and Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're going to be playing some of the stuff from that tonight.
Yes.
You're going on very soon. In fact, they're giving us the hurry up motions.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, sports, we like you here.
Yeah.
But we are really thrilled to be. We love when people are going out there and finding independent music and giving it a place and giving it a listen to. And when people at home can have a place where they know they can trust.
Exactly.
And I think that's wonderful that you all are doing that.
Oh,
so thanks for having us on.
I feel recharged listening to this.
How do you like that?
Neat.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Drop by our website, why don't you? It's hellobetty.com, and we like to have all kinds of fun treats there for people. So come on by.
Very nice.
So hellobetty.com.
Yeah,
you can check that out. And has that got the links to your Facebook and your Twitter pages?
Yes. It does.
Yeah, and you can also go on YouTube and see the video for Digiteller.
Ooh.
Of course. Let's do it.
We are going to
check out.
Right.
Oh, we have just had the really hubby nod now.
Thank you very much for taking the time out to speak to
thanks
us.
Thanks, Justin.
Have a great
Justin,
show.
And good luck.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, too.
Thanks very much.
Have fun and don't get rained on.
Bye. Did you tell her? Did you tell her? Did you tell her about us? Did you tell her?
Did you tell her what we did?
Did you tell her?
Did you tell her I talked dirty?
Did you tell her?
Did you tell her that you screamed? Did you tell her we went somewhere dark so we couldn't be seen? Did you tell her?
Did you tell her from the band Betty, which we just spoke to? Fabulous stuff for the first hour of the Justin Wayne Show. We'll be back in just a minute, the second half of this show, for like sort of part two of four-hour series of Go-Go Festival. Fantastic stuff. You can find our tweets if you want to go check out what happened on the weekend. It's at Go-Go Festival, or the hashtag, if you want to search for the hashtag, it's hashtag Go-Go Fest 11, Go-Go Fest 11. And we'll be right back for more Recharge Radio coverage of the Go-Go Festival 2011.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com.
The best new independent music.